979 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in Intrinsic Aura Studios at University Place, your Chapel Hill Carborough morning headquarters. Victor Lewis here now with what's trending in the world today, I hope.
Yeah,
good morning.
Of course. I'm always here. I've always got
It's entirely possible that you come in just like, nah, I'm just here to talk.
Yeah, I mean, I do that sometimes, but not today.
All right.
Because faithful listeners will remember yesterday's conversation about anime dating sim Tax Heaven 3000.
Which doesn't exist.
Which doesn't exist, but should.
Except in song.
And today, I have more tax news.
Good.
Not necessarily a trending story, but I anticipate that it will be trending in the near future. It looks like not a lot of people have picked up on this, but because of how some things are public record, there is a mystery afoot in United States tax data.
All right.
The Treasury reported a financial transaction on February 28th, 2023, in a deposit for $7 billion for taxes owed.
Oh.
So that money was filed under the category of estate and gift taxes.
By like one person?
By one person.
Or one entity?
One entity, one thing. So estate and gift taxes, the estate tax is what happens when someone dies and leaves you money. I mean, gift is also there as well. But that $7 billion is completely an outlier. That is the highest collection of the estate and gift tax since 2005, because you can scroll back into tax records and see the amounts that have been contributed. And it implies that one of the richest people in the world has either died or passed on an estate that necessitated $7 billion in estate taxes.
And we don't know who it is.
And we never heard about it. We don't know who it is. Now, this implies an estate worth $17.5 billion at the absolute minimum.
Right.
But that's like the tax fraud minimum. That's
right.
The you're totally not paying or maintaining at all. The more likely ballpark figure, according to financial reporter Tim Fernholz, is around $35 billion. Which would make this gift or estate tax, because it could be either, don't jump directly to somebody died. But that would make this person one of the richest people in the world.
This has got to have something to do with Silicon Valley Bank, right?
Maybe. So either Forbes missed a billionaire who subsequently died, or a existing multi-billionaire has given a gift of roughly $20 to $35 billion to someone.
And
not said anything about it.
I could see that potentially. I also really hope that Forbes missed a billionaire, because you know that billionaire is just getting that Forbes 500 list every year when the magazine comes
Why
out.
Why am like, I not in it?
Again, Forbes?
I've bought and sold more companies in the past 2 years than any of these
Then
chumps.
You'll never know.
There's like opera music playing in the background of the grandest fireplace you've ever seen. A winged leather armchair. Chair that's simply too big, slamming their cane on the ground. It's a very stereotypical rich person that I have in my mind, but they're totally breaking crystal glassware. Absolutely.
Can I give you my hot take on estate taxes?
Sure. That's a fun sentence.
Republicans are super opposed to estate taxes. This is one of the ones that they want to eliminate.
That's stupid.
I am of the opinion that estates, like inheritance, should be the first thing that we tax, because every time you tax something, you're disincentivizing it. Like, we always tax transactions, and every time you tax something, you're disincentivizing it, because you're taking money away, and that like makes it less profitable for whoever it is that's doing the transaction. So the thing that we should be taxing are the things that we don't want to disincentivize. And thing number one is inheritance, right? Like unearned income. When someone drops a whole bunch of money into your pocket and you didn't do anything to earn that money, let's tax that money, because that's not disincentivizing work. It's not disincentivizing like going out and buying stuff or inventing stuff. Like, that is the first thing that we ought to be taxing it, and we ought to be taxing it high, and then we can worry about everything else. But if we tax estates really high, then we can maybe lower the taxes on things that we don't want to disincentivize, like investing money or going out and buying things or just going out and earning income and things like
that. Well, and there's further cases to be made, because I feel like it's a misconception that the estate tax applies to all estates.
Correct.
All possessions
it's
and accounts
like
being left
It's only like a million
behind.
Above, right?
Oh, do you think it's a million?
Has have they raised it since? It used to be a million.
It's 12 million.
Is it up to 12 million
above.
Now? I think five. I think if you got $5 million, we can start taxing that.
Why don't we split
that?
The difference, say 10? Anything above 10 million, and you don't need any more of that. I mean, my like main...
How are you less socialist than me right now?
I mean, mostly because in my imaginary economic plan, once you reach 999 million, you're given a plaque that says you won, and then any further profits
right.
are simply donated to infrastructure and welfare efforts. But right, yeah. That's just me.
That's you. That's you and whoever tweeted that first, because I've seen that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like parallel thinking to me. Or maybe you saw my Twitter account. Who
maybe.
Knows?
Maybe.
Well.
But no.
I mean, it's a good and funny joke all the same.
You inherited that joke. Give me 30% of it.
Gladly. And what's mine is yours.